20 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. U.S. soccer fans are saying, oh well, after being eliminated from the World Cup this afternoon. Final score, U.S. 1, Netherlands 3. Still, President Biden tweeted congratulations to the team, saying, fellas, you made us proud.
These American students wore Dutch flags painted on their faces. San Franciscan Emma says she has no shame about rooting for her new home team.
We have to be culturally integrated. If they win, we can keep watching the games.
Other Americans said they were disappointed to see their team head home, but they expected it. The Netherlands, though, moves into the quarterfinals next week. Lauren Comito for CBS News, Amsterdam.
In Georgia, incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, are pulling out big guns as the clock ticks down to the Tuesday runoff, CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
We cannot let our foot off the gas, not even for a moment.
You vote for me, we all get to the promised land.
Hanging in the balance, whether Democrats will have a true majority in the U.S. Senate. Former President Obama has been on the campaign trail, and in Massachusetts, President Biden stopped by a union phone bank Friday that was making calls to Georgia.
We have to win this election. It will give us 51 votes.
A national rail strike is averted after President Biden signs a bipartisan bill. CBS's Skylar Henry.
President Biden leaned into the now law he signed, preventing a looming national rail strike.
The bill I'm about to sign ends a difficult rail dispute and helps our nation avoid what, without a doubt, would have been an economic catastrophe at a very bad time in the calendar.
The measure imposes a labor agreement for rail workers following a brokered September agreement and will avert a nationwide rail disruption in the midst of the holiday season.
Now to China, which is easing its zero-tolerance COVID rules after days of protest. David Rennie is with The Economist magazine in Beijing.
What has moved the government is a vast number of Chinese who are not particularly interested in politics. Factory workers, homeowners, regular Chinese across the whole country are sick and tired of these very tough restrictions because they don't think they're working. They can see the case numbers rising and they can see the outside world looking more normal.
In Oklahoma City, joyous middle schoolers in need don't have to worry now about holiday gifts. That's thanks to this year's Shop with a Cop event.
Good stuff for my brother, for me, my mom, a kid in a hospital. I got him this.
Each child got $300 to spend. Many of the youngsters were more interested in buying things for others than shopping for themselves this year. The money was donated from various sources. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 18. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 10 above. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs around 32. Chance for snow Monday and Tuesday 34. Monday 26. Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Live once again on your radios and your social media feeds on this Thursday, November 17th. Good to be back from a post-election break. Welcome to the state of Wisconsin Sense for this Thursday, where we are in the low 20s on Lake Wissota. We have snow on the roads, snow showers stretching from New York to Idaho, from Kentucky to Colorado. Just a big area of snow, so nothing that you're going to be able to escape anytime soon, so please drive carefully out there. Coming up this morning, State Senator Melissa Agard, the new Democratic leader in the Wisconsin State Senate. We'll talk about plans now that the election is over and whether they and Governor Evers can work with legislative Republicans, even as Republicans continue to talk about, you know, extreme positions and outright obstruction. We'll also talk a bit more about the Packers. They've got a game tonight playing the Tennessee Titans at Lambeau Field. The game is on Amazon Prime. It'll only be on regular TV in the Green Bay and Milwaukee markets. Yesterday marked a great big victory for Senator Tammy Baldwin and a great big victory for advocates of same-sex and interracial marriage, as the Respect for Marriage Act cleared a major hurdle in the Senate after getting enough votes from Senate Republicans. This is something that Senator Baldwin and several Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine, Rob Portman from Ohio, Tom Tillis from North Carolina, they've all been involved in. To basically, codify the marriage protections that have been granted in the past by the U.S. Supreme Court for same-sex marriage. It was in the Obergefell decision. But now that we've seen what this current Supreme Court, made up of right-wing politicians in judges' robes, will do to repeal abortion rights, naturally, people are concerned that the same thing could happen to marriage rights. And it's something that Senator Baldwin talked about on the Senate floor yesterday, addressing critics, including Ron Johnson and Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany and others, who said that, you know, the bringing this up was all about division. Oh, no, as Senator Baldwin makes clear, the division is already out there by those who want to pull back marriage rights. And that's why they need to be enshrined in federal law.
I believe that there is an urgency to pass the Respect for Marriage Act in order to heal such divisions and provide certainty to married, interracial, and same-sex couples that the protections, rights, and responsibilities that flow from their marriages will endure. The Supreme Court should not be in a position to undermine the stability of families with a stroke of the pen. So now Congress must act. And Congress is acting with a full-throated endorsement from the American people. More than 70% of Americans support marriage equality, including a majority of Democrats, Republicans, and independents. This legislation unites Americans. With the Respect for Marriage Act, we can ease the fear that millions of same-sex and interracial couples have that their freedoms and their rights could be stripped away. By passing this bill, we are guaranteeing same-sex and interracial couples, regardless of where they live, that their marriage is legal and that they will continue to enjoy the rights and responsibilities that all other marriages are afforded. And this will give millions of loving couples the certainty, the dignity, and the respect that they need and that they deserve.
And Senator Baldwin went on to say in her remarks that this is not just about, you know, a wedding ceremony. A lot of people kind of trivialize this and say, well, this is just so you can say you're married. No. She explains that, you know, marriage comes with a huge amount of legal rights, and that same-sex couples without that protection don't have sometimes those legal rights when it comes to parent-teacher conferences, estate planning, health insurance coverage, hospital or nursing home visitation. And to those who would say, again, there's no rush, there's not currently a case, she notes, as we all have noticed with this current court, they use something called the shadow docket that basically rushes cases and allows them to make decisions pretty much in the shadows, in secret, with very little argument, with very little of the customs, norms, procedures that the U.S. Supreme Court has normally had in these instances. So you don't need to wait for a case to come up before Clarence Thomas and some of the other right-wing justices could rush something along. And so instead, Tammy Baldwin and others said it's time to provide that certainty, that dignity, and that respect. Now, again, it cleared yesterday's procedural vote, which helped it overcome a filibuster, because 12 Republicans joined in and helped provide the votes to get past the filibuster. So Ron Johnson and the others who are against it can't filibuster it now. It'll come up for a final vote. It'll then go to the House of Representatives, which passed an earlier version, but now needs to vote on this revised Senate version, where Brian Stile was the only Republican to support it last time around. But it will eventually pass, and marriage equality will finally be enshrined in federal law, thanks to Tammy Baldwin and some friends. Senator Melissa Agard next. This is Up North News Radio.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of 2 club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and locally grown radio.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you, or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. Is someone's drinking troubling you? You might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back. It's quarter past seven. This is Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Reitlow, along with State Senator Melissa Agard from Madison, the new Senate Democratic leader, minority leader of the state Senate. When the new session begins come January, Senator Agard, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Pat?
Thank you. Well, thanks. Back from a little post-election break, which I'm guessing you haven't been able to take yet, and hopefully there's one in your plans.
My calendar's pretty booked for the next, week or two. And then I start seeing some light. I think that I'm going to take your lead and mark some time off for some personal R&R. We know we can't roll up our sleeves and take care of the community if we're not putting ourselves in there at some point.
That's right. And I'm going to start actually not in the Senate, but in the Assembly, simply because you talked about being able to take time off, being able to let your guard down. And something that I read is just so indicative of where I think we still are with Republicans in the legislature that I just wanted to bring it to folks' attention. Now, Republicans did end up winning a two-thirds majority in the state Senate, but they fell short in the Assembly, so they technically can't override a veto from Governor Evers. But they have now indicated that they're willing to play games, and that if at some point during the upcoming session, three Assembly Dems are absent, and if all the Republicans show up, they might try to jam through some veto override attempts, which, again, it's not that they can't do it, but it was traditionally not done because people were traditionally decent human beings. Well, that's my opinion of it. I just wanted to ask about, we talk about, being able to let your guard down, take some time off. And for Democrats, it feels like you're not going to get to do that if these are the reindeer games that Republicans are going to play with you.
Yeah, it's really not the Wisconsin way. Our state has really been built on a heritage of people who help each other out, right? Back in the day, building barns, to this day still, I'm hoping that people are baking casseroles for their friends and neighbors. I know I've got homemade soup in my freezer that I share with folks when they are in need. And I think that we should be carrying those same values into our government. And only under the most extreme circumstances should something like that be considered. But before we've even gone down the chute, we haven't even had inauguration yet. We have the same governor that we've had for the last 4 years. He's salt of the earth and very earnest and very communicative about what it is that he's going to do. And clearly the people of Wisconsin voted for that type of leadership. And despite the fact that we were told there was going to be a red wave, not only across Wisconsin, but across our nation, we did not see that. It's really unfortunate that Republicans in the Wisconsin state legislature feel like the way they can get ahead is by changing the rules or bending the rules in their best interest, as opposed to working in the best interest of people all across the state of Wisconsin. So frankly, I am hopeful that people in our state are paying attention to how it is that they're setting the table and calling them out on it before they start making their moves.
Now, the main business of the next session, as it is every other year, is writing a state budget for the two-year period that follows. At the same time, the state is dealing with, not dealing with, but is enjoying the problem of a record budget surplus of some $5 billion, in large part because of Governor Evers' stewardship of the economy through a pandemic. And, the way that businesses and individuals were able to stay afloat and by staying in business, help to generate that surplus. Governor Evers has put forward a plan that would allow for, you know, tax cuts as well as targeted investment. Republicans sat on the surplus all year long, hoping Tim Michels would get elected and they could turn all that into, you know, just tax cuts. Your Senate counterpart, Devin LeMahieu, the Republican leader, was making noises over the weekend, you know, again, about wanting to pursue a flat tax as kind of a primary fiscal plan. Tell folks why that's not the right approach as you get into what you ultimately think can be done by Republicans, Evers, and legislative Democrats working on that surplus.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, if the Republicans and the legislature, again, are going to play games, and that, frankly, when they talk about wanting to spend their time and energy and the tax dollars of the state of Wisconsin on passing or moving forward policy in regards to a flat tax, we know that Governor Evers isn't going to support that. And it will be a non-starter. At the same time, yes, it is a budget season for the state of Wisconsin. We know that the best budgets are written when you have people who come together and there's give and take, when there's collaborative efforts and there's compromise. But unfortunately, in the last decade of Republican rule in the Wisconsin legislature, it seems that my colleagues on that side of the aisle have lost the ability to know what compromise is. And, you know, I suggest they go to an elementary school playground and look at how those kids are interacting with each other because they do a better job learning how to compromise on how to share the toys on those playgrounds. Certainly, we need to bring that close to $5 billion surplus back into our communities all across the state of Wisconsin. And one of the things that I believe that we need to prioritize, not only within this budget, but also with that surplus, is supporting our local governments, whether it's our town boards, our city councils, our county boards, our school boards. Our local governments have been strangled by the levy limits that were imposed by Governor Walker under his rule. I don't even know if I can call it leadership of the state of Wisconsin. And we saw a record number of unprecedented referendums all across the state of Wisconsin by local governments simply for operating budgets so that they can pay their police officers, so they can pay their EMTs, and so they can pay their firefighters, so they can make sure that the roads are plowed in the winter and that people are safe in their communities. So for a party that has had the reins in the legislature for as long as they have, and as they campaigned around the state of Wisconsin for the last 6 months or so, saying that they are the party of local control and that they are the party of public safety, this is how it is that they can actually show that, because in fact, they have not been honoring local control and they have been strangling public safety for our communities. So let's put those dollars back to work for the state of Wisconsin. And at the same time, I very much believe that we have enough money that we can invest in tax relief for hardworking people all across the state of Wisconsin, not just the wealthy and well-connected.
The new state Senate Democratic leader, Melissa Agar, joins us on Up North News Radio, talking about the next session now that the election is behind us. Again, some of the things that Republicans were saying involved what in my interpretation is maybe hostage taking is too strong to go, because again, you're going to have to reach agreement on something. But the way that I heard it was, well, we'll let, you know, public schools get some more funding, some more support from the surplus, but only if you also allow us to use some of it to continue to fund two parallel education systems in Wisconsin by, you know, giving more money to private schools that consistently show that they're not any better than public schools in terms of performance, and certainly not as good in terms of accountability. So I guess to ask it directly, do you feel like that may have to be where this goes, is to get public school support from Republicans? They're not going to allow that unless private schools get a bigger bite of the apple than they already get.
Well, you know, I think that one of the things, Pat, that you know from your time in the Capitol is that there are really loud voices out there, but those loud voices don't necessarily match up with what the majority of the people of the state of Wisconsin are asking for. And I know in Wisconsin that we have always prided ourselves on having a strong and really effective public school system. You know, we were the first state that had kindergarten in it, for gosh sakes. We have an amazing technical school system and an amazing thing for your college system. And, you know, we really value being people being able to not only from itty bitties babies being able to be cared for so that their parents can go to work and know that their development is going to be nurtured in the best way that it can, all the way up to folks that are looking for career changes, that we have the best public system for education so that people can achieve their dreams. And it is really I think a bad investment for the state of Wisconsin when we aren't investing in and supporting our public school system from zero to people wanting to take a different path with their career. When that is struggling, when we are not taking care of it and nurturing it in the way that we should, to be investing money into unaccountable and private school systems, that's not going to help Wisconsin go forward. Right now in the state of Wisconsin, one of our most successful exports happens to be very heartbreaking. It happens to be our young people. The amount of brain drain that is leaving the state of Wisconsin right now is absolutely egregious. And I don't know about you and your listeners, but I'm a mom of four. And my oldest son has decided to take up residence in New York State as opposed to here in Wisconsin. After, you know, we invested in him in his public school education, you know, all the way through the University of Wisconsin. And if we're going to be a state that continues to move forward, if we're going to be a state that supports our Main Street businesses and our tech industries, we need those young people to be staying here. Every business owner that I have talked to has talked to me about how it is that they are having a hard time finding the right people for the jobs. Employee retention and recruitment is a real challenge in the state of Wisconsin. Well, folks, if we invest in our public school systems, we're going to be able to address that. And if we make sure that we carry the values of what Wisconsinites raise their kids to believe in, they're going to continue to want to call Wisconsin home. But what we're telling our kids is not what is happening in the Capitol building, and it's causing a real disconnect. And it's very concerning for me for the future of Wisconsin. So we're going to fight like hell for our public schools.
And then one last thing that Assembly Speaker Voss has indicated, and I'm sure Senator Lemahieu will go along with as well if Republicans insist on it, is that before they allow any exception for rape and incest in an abortion ban, that women will first have to, you know, be required to get a police report, you know, an exam, everything else intrusive that comes with it. What are your thoughts on whether that constitutes a compromise?
There is no compromise when it comes to reproductive health and freedoms. It is absolutely imperative that everyone has the ability to go to their doctor's office and not bring along the police department and their politicians and the court system. There cannot be any exemptions in the sense that Speaker Voss is. People have spoken not only in Wisconsin, but also across the nation that reproductive health freedoms need to be protected. And we must absolutely ensure that the 1849 abortion ban is repealed in the state of Wisconsin. And I am so glad that Josh Call was reelected to be our attorney general in Wisconsin. And he is leading on a court case that will clarify this for us.
It does make me wonder if, again, for a group that often says that non-fiscal things shouldn't be in the budget, if that's something they're going to work on separately or try to jam in the budget to try to force something. I don't know. Maybe that's even too far even for them.
Yeah, well, we know Congressman Pocan is wonderful at magic tricks, but it seems like my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are trying to learn to be magicians. And we need to watch with great detail what it is that they are doing. Because, folks, legislating is not about talking points and sound bites. Legislating is about all the work that is happening and the earnestness that people bring to the table.
Senate Democratic Leader Melissa Agard from Madison. So great to talk to you. Congratulations. And I'm sure we'll be visiting again real soon.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. Thanks, Senator. We'll take this break and have some more Wisconsin news and headlines coming up. This is Up North News Radio.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You
can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, wanted. Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Wake Kaminsky. A single game school record. 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Energy last night at Fiserv Forum for the Bucks and the Los Angeles Lakers. You'll get high energy college version this afternoon. The annual I-94 rivalry, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Marquette Golden Eagles. This has been about home court these last few years, and you go back the last decade, and these games are split right down the middle. But the last four, it's been about the home court. Badgers trying to break that trend here today in what should be a very feisty atmosphere here in Milwaukee as the 6-2 Marquette Golden Eagles take on the 5-2 Wisconsin Badgers. On our Fetch Rewards pregame show, we, of course, will hear from head coach Greg Gard. We will check in as well with Patrick Herb, as well as Jordan Davis, I should say, will be our guest today on Badger Spotlight. Coming up, America's guest, Jeff Patricus, as always, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all a part of our Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage. Every time you shop and dine, turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. America's favorite way to save, build right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We will visit with Mr. Patricus in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Need help paying for healthcare? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show. Fiserv Forum, downtown Milwaukee, the side as the Badgers take on Marquette. Second Milwaukee trip of this young season for the Badgers. They were a little west of here a few weeks ago at American Family Field as Greg Gard's team took down the Stanford Cardinal. And now a Marquette team, as we visit with Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a Marquette team that looked really, really good on Tuesday night. Baylor's ranked sixth this week. That's going to change. But my goodness, Marquette just, they dropped the hammer on them, didn't they?
Yeah, I think the numbers that jumped off the stat sheet from that one are 20 turnovers for Baylor, 26 points off turnovers for Marquette. I think the halftime score was like 51-25. I checked it while, you know, Wisconsin and Wake Forest were playing, and I did a double take, and then I saw exactly what Marquette did to them. I mean, Baylor could not take care of the ball, and even bad shots Marquette turned in transition, you know, opportunities, and those are two of the things that Wisconsin has got to guard against today. You can't turn the ball over. You got to take good shots.
It really looks like the Shaka Smart has that havoc that, you know, became the catchy term when he was at VCU. Catchy because it was real, taking that team to the Final Four, but that's what they do. They'll press you, and they'll try to get you to play at their pace. You do basketball junkie, this is a delight because you do have the contrasting styles.
It's one of the things that I prefer college over pro sports is because pro sports, I mean, different teams have different stars, but there is pretty much one style. And here, yeah, you're right. Wisconsin is going to try to control things. They'll take, you know, if it's a quick shot that they can get that's a high percentage shot, yes, they'll take it. But for the most part, no live ball turnovers, good shots so you can set your defense and you're going to be in the game.
It was definitely an exception to the rule for Wisconsin on Tuesday. Normally, when the Badgers score 75, you feel pretty good about their chances. But and Greg has talked about it. There are certainly things that they have to fix. But Tyree Appleby is really good. Folks at Florida and the SEC knew about it, and now everybody else in the ACC and certainly a part of the Big Ten saw it up close.
Yeah, he was outstanding from three-point range on the drive to get to the rim, on the drive to kick out to open shooters. But and they gave, you know, I talked to Greg and Dean Oliver about that game, and they gave credit to Wake Forest. They said, look, every mistake we made, they capitalized on them, and they hit some tough shots. I said, but, you know, they said, we gave up 20 points, plus points, on just straight-line drives where you didn't redirect them somewhere or the help was not there or was late, and that's inexcusable.
Journal Sentinel plug, one of your colleagues has a really good piece on the history, right, of this rivalry from both sides. It's definitely worth reading. Can you give us a little primer of what that's about?
Oh, just talk to a lot of the old guards about, you know, when, and it's, I think especially, too, when you played twice a year. That made it really intriguing because you had the Marquette tournament, and then sometimes you play both games in Milwaukee, and or, you know, other years you'd have it split. But, you know, that's when you had certain parents flipping index fingers from the stands, and you had Al.
Thought Al was number one. That's all.
Yeah, that was a salute to Al, what it was. Although I will say this, I think that the rivalry it's become, I don't want to say muted, but it's not as hostile. I mean, I don't see the fans going at each other anymore, and I think part of it is, too, you know, when Bo and Crean were going at it, there was not a lot of love there. And Greg and Crean going at it. And now it's just kind of calmed down. And, you know, Wojciechowski and Greg got along exceptionally well. And that took a dynamic out of it.
It did. Yeah, that's probably disappointing for fans who didn't know that. Actually, they get along. And I think Shaka saying it's a similar thing. I'm guessing it's going to be kind of feisty in here. But was it Ben Steele who wrote the piece? Is that in the
yes,
General
yeah,
Sentinel?
Ben Steele. Ben Steele.
You need to check that out because it does give you a little sense of the rivalry.
Okay, real quick, football stuff. Is there anything you want to?
Let's put it this way. Jim Leonard is expected to stay. There's still moving parts. You know, obviously this is a complex, unique situation based on everything that happened this season. But everything I've been told is, yeah, things are looking good. And, you know, he doesn't want to move. He would like to stay. And if can they make it work out with the staff? Because there's a lot of moving pieces on Luke Fickell's end, too, because he can't bring everybody over from Cincinnati that he wants until that Cincinnati situation gets sorted out.
So stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Basically.
Enjoy. No sport coat today, by the way. The sport coat when we were here a few years ago.
That was my one-shot deal for you to kind of say, show you I had real clothes, not today.
You had to return it, didn't you?
Yeah, it was rented.
I understand. Thank you very much. Jeff Patrigas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us up next. Our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Tackle tough jobs with Metabo Power Tools and accessories from Menards. Metabo Power Tools are packed with features you need and the power to get the job done right. That's why Metabo is the choice of pros. Find the right tool with our huge selection of Metabo nailers, saws, drills, drivers, bits, and blades. Save big on Metabo Power Tools and accessories now at Menards. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
We continue with our Fetch Rewards pregame show from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Time now for today's Badger Spotlight. And this afternoon, we visit with Badgers junior Jordan Davis, young man out of La Crosse, averaging 6 points. 4 rebounds per game. Certainly has been instrumental in a couple of the Badgers' wins already this season. That was the case last year as well. Yeah, Johnny was the player of the year, but Jordan certainly had his moments and looking for more of them this season. And no matter how you slice it here moving forward with the Badgers, it's a heck of a stretch that they're in. The 3 games in the Bahamas all down to the wire. Tuesday night with Wake Forest down to the wire. Probably more where that came from, but we talked with Jordan about this stretch that he and his team are in the midst of right now. now.
We didn't do as well as we wanted to in the Bahamas, but I think we took a lot of things that we learned and can grow from. And we have two big tests coming up. I mean, Marquette and then Big Ten with Maryland and Iowa. So we really have no time to sit back and, like, take a little break. Like, no, we have to keep it rolling, keep working hard, and keep growing and keep learning.
That's part of the beauty of basketball. I know we've talked about this forever. Like, football, it's 1 week later. But basketball, no matter what, if it's a dramatic win or a tough loss, you really don't have a lot of time to stew over it or, you know, even feel good about it when you win a game. That's part of the beauty, though, right? You have to turn the pace kind of fast.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of basketball. You know, you have to learn from your mistakes quick and then bounce back. And I think this team can really bounce back. I know we took that loss to heart versus Wake Forest, and we want to continue to grow and learn and just make a statement.
Credit to them for what they're able to do, but you guys have really been playing some good defense here this season. I think as you start to, as a team, form an identity, and it's still fairly early, but I just feel like that is a strength of this team.
Yeah, I know, like, we had our best offensive game, but it was our by far our worst defensive game. So that just shows you that our defense wasn't there. And give credit to us, the whole season our defense has been pretty good. We've been holding teams under a point per possession. So I know that our defense needs to get fixed, and we just need to get strategize a little bit more and know where we need to be and stop gambling so much and just play, like, be disciplined. I think that's one thing that we need to work on, is just being more disciplined.
Yeah, it's a long year, and you have a proven ability to make plays. Even go back to last year, some big moments that you had, I mean, multiple big moments to help teams win games, and yet so much of this seems like it's a confidence game. I'm rambling about this. I'm thinking of the Bahamas. You make a shot, you know, a few didn't go, then you made one, and you kind of gave a thank you.
Yeah.
You have to kind of be cognizant, I mean, to keep the confidence level up. Guys are going to miss shots, but just, I know it's a relief, but tell yourself not to get too high, too low.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've been telling myself this year, is never get too high, never get too low. I know last year I was kind of a role guy, but this year I'm kind of a starter, a leader on this team, so I just got to show leadership and can't really show dramatic emotion or too high of emotion. Just stay solid and keep composed.
Doing what you did last year, though, you mentioned, you know, obviously Minnesota, and there were other games where you guys don't win without you. I would imagine there's a fair amount of confidence you were able to get out of what you were able to contribute last year that could help you contribute even more this year.
Yeah, I think my confidence has grown each and every game, and especially being a starter this year. I know that I'm looked at as more a guy who has to contribute a lot more and produce more. So that, I'm happy with that position. I want that position. I want to take that and then do my best.
This season, obviously, it's a different group. So you guys are doing some different things offensively from maybe in the past. You guys feel like on that end of the floor that you're coming along as a group really well from maybe where you were in summer before the trip?
Yeah, absolutely. I know we wanted to just find our identity, find our roles on the team. And I think as the season's going on, and these last couple games, we've kind of found our identity, and I think we still need to keep being confident in ourselves and trust our teammates.
You're a Wisconsin guy. You know all about the in-state games. How much do you hear from fans about it? If it's a Marquette, you know, you're third time around now, so you're not a rook at this thing. But you know, you guys, you're getting ready for the Big Ten. You've got big games ahead, as do they. But is this one of those you just tend to hear more from friends and et cetera?
Yeah, you hear a little bit more. I know it's an in-state rivalry. It's good for the sport. It's good for the in-state basketball. You know, I know a lot of kids watch this game. I know when I was growing up, I tend to look into this game and just wanted a little bit more. And I know the stakes are high, the pressure is high, but we're going to treat it like any other game. So just keep our composure and just play as a team, and we'll be all right.
And that's Badgers junior Jordan Davis, and that is today's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb as our Fetch Reward pregame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later, and I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fetch Wars pregame show continues. The Badgers and Marquette this afternoon. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. And Patrick, we touched on Connor Esigian a little bit on Tuesday night. I'm guessing we're going to touch on him again moving forward multiple times this season. But, you know, 12 points, the fun photo after he banked one in with the palms up a la Michael Jordan 30 years ago almost against Portland in the NBA Finals. But, you know, we remind ourselves his career is just beginning here, but the start that he's off to, what kind of comps do you have for us to some other freshmen?
Yeah, I'm going to compare him to some people, but not Michael Jordan, okay? We're going to save
that
one
brakes on
for
that.
Just a little bit. But what he's doing is impressive, and now he's done it through seven games, and so we're starting to build a sample size that there's consistency happening, and he provides instant offense off the bench. And you know, one of the ways you saw it was in that first half when he had foul trouble against Wake Forest and ended up with 0 points in that first half. Wisconsin was looking for that spark offensively, and so the 12 points you mentioned, they all came in that second half. So on the season, he's averaging 10 points per game off the bench and shoot a team high 51.7% from three-point range. That's probably not sustainable. It'd be quite a record if he did. But he, again, seven games, and he's doing it with pretty high volume. The consistency is coming now that he's scored in double figures each of the last four games, averaging 13.5 over that stretch. The battle for Atlanta, and then the game against Wake Forest. So he's the fifth Wisconsin freshman in the last 20 years to be averaging at least 10 points per game through the first seven games of their career. And so the names that he's on that list with, Ethan Happ, Brad Davison, Devin Harris, Orlando Tucker, some pretty elite company when you talk about brands or big names in Wisconsin lore. Orlando Tucker leads that list. He was averaging 14.4 through his first seven games of his freshman year. Devin Harris right behind at 13.6. But he's also doing it in comparison to other Big Ten freshmen, and then also freshmen around the country. So right now he ranks sixth among conference freshmen in scoring. The names above him, Jet Howard from Michigan, Bryce Sensabaugh from Ohio State, Fletcher Lawyer and Braden Smith from Purdue, and then Jaden Epps at Illinois. But he leads the Big Ten in three-point field goal percentage, not just among freshmen, among all players, again, 51.7, and he's 15 for 29. So again, we're not talking about five for nine here. There's a pretty big sample size. Among freshmen, he leads the entire nation in made three-pointers with those 15. And his shooting touch is extended to the free throw line. We've seen it so far, too. He hasn't missed yet. Knock on wood. He's 13 for 13, and I'll bet 11 of those 13 have not hit the rim.
I see the confidence on his face, too. It struck me. I think it was toward the end of regulation, maybe in the Kansas game. He gets fouled in the final seconds, and, you know, walk going to the other end of the floor, and the cameras had a great look. I mean, it's like, yeah, get out of my way.
He wants that. I think he wants that moment.
Yeah, he really does.
And that's big for a freshman.
This is if you are a basketball junkie, if you don't have a dog in the fight, this is still a game, I think, of great intrigue. because of the way that these two programs play. You do have the classic contrast in styles, don't you?
Yeah, I love this rivalry for so many reasons. I mean, red versus blue, east versus west, fast versus stubborn. You know, that's how I'm going to phrase it. Good versus evil, if you want to say that. But yeah, today in particular, and especially now with Shaka Smart at the reins for this Marquette program, that Marquette wants to be even faster than they've been in previous years, and they've tried to get out in transition in previous years. So Marquette enters this game sixth in the NCAA in average possession length at just 14.8 seconds per possession. And the thing is, though, they also guard because they rank decently in defensive percentage, time of possession, if you will. And so where you want to contrast that, Wisconsin's average length of possession is 325th in the country at 19 seconds. So, again, huge dramatic difference. According to adjusted tempo, Marquette ranks 28th. That will be the fastest team by far that Wisconsin has played this season. Wake was number 70. USC was 106. Kansas was 144th. No other opponent they face has been in the top 200. So it's a new challenge. And what they try to do is that defensive pressure leads to easy baskets. And they turned Baylor over 20 times in their last win. But on the season, they're shooting 60% on two-pointers. And a lot of that is because they're getting layups. They're getting transition baskets off of turnovers. They average 17 turnovers per game and get 21 points off that. Where that two-point field goal percentage is striking is that's been a little bit area where Wisconsin's fallible so far this season. That Wisconsin's actually way down in the rankings because they're shooting 39.7% from two-point range. That's a number that this coaching staff really thinks can improve, but knows it needs to improve. So again, the contrast in styles that that Marquette's going to try and turn them over. They average 17 a game. Wisconsin, again, doing what they do. They're under 10 turnovers per game. They're 22nd in the country in turnover percentage. And this is in the DNA right now, right? Wisconsin has led the nation fewest turnovers in each of the last two seasons. And every year under Greg Gard, they've been almost every year in the top 20. There was one outlier in there. So I went one more thing. I looked a little deeper. So Marquette has lost twice. Has there been a theme in those losses? One is free throw advantage. So in wins, Marquette shoots over 23 free throws per game. In their two losses, just 7.5 free throw attempts. So keeping them off the line, keeping those free points away. And then two other things. Mississippi State was able to crash the offensive boards. They got 15 of them in a 58-55 kind of slugfest win. The Bulldogs didn't shoot the ball well. They turned it over 16 times, so they didn't exactly play clean basketball, but defensively and offensive rebounds is where they made some strengths. And then Purdue did play clean basketball. Just 6 turnovers, shot 50%, and again, kept them off the line. Just 5-for-7 at the line. So I'm not sure what Wisconsin team we're going to see after what we saw in Atlantis and then what we saw Tuesday night, but I know if they're going to win, they're going to have to do what they do. Take away transition, take care of the ball, handle the pressure.
Yeah, and you had a great point about the two-point percentage. When that goes up, I mean, the three-point percentage right now is 36%. Remember, it was 30 and change last year.
It was dead last
in the
Big Ten.
So, yeah, if they can, you know, start to hit those, you know, they've been missing some no-footers here, to be kind. You get those to drop, and all of a sudden that scoring total starts to go up more on a consistent basis. Always a pleasure, sir. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020